Globally, more than 4 million people have died from COVID-19, and while it's had an enormous impact on public health, it's also had an effect on global conflict. The Institute for Economics and Peace's annual index finds COVID has actually decreased conflict in some of the world's most troubled areas, the Middle East and North Africa, but there's been a surge in violence in the United States, for instance. Australian businessman Steve Killilea is the founder of this institute. He's speaking with Andrew West.
Well, what we found initially, it actually had an effect on dampening violence. So you found things like violent demonstrations decreased, the level of violent crime, homicides, they all fell. And obviously there were other things which were offset, like increases in domestic violence. But what we found as 2020 moved on, violent crime and homicides, violent demonstrations started to move back to their old levels. Now, the areas where we've seen that the COVID has impacted the most has really been in the levels of violent demonstrations. There are over 5,000 incidences globally which were related to COVID lockdowns and other measures. The areas where this was the largest in the world was actually in India, followed by the United States, then areas of Europe as well. But the real effect from COVID-19 will come through the economics, depending on whether the economies are capable of recovering globally. That'll come back and affect political instability and also violent demonstrations. So the next 2 to 3 years are where we really expect to see the long-term impacts of COVID-19 in terms of conflict and violence play out.
When you talk about 5,000 violent incidents due to COVID, I mean, give us the idea of the spectrum here, because I suspect they don't all look the same.
These range from demonstrations against lockdowns, other ones related to economic austerity in some areas, and sort of we can also move into what we could see as hate crimes related to COVID. That's where these are incidences we're talking about rather than demonstrations. So you see a number of incidences related to this as well, which would see people sort of getting violent over being told to wear masks or having their personal freedoms restricted in some shape, way or form.
That's Steve Killilea, author of the annual Global Peace Index. And there's more of that discussion tonight with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30, right here on RN.